Michael Small is a volunteer at KXE, KBXE. You usually hear him Monday mornings. His day job, though, is minister at Community Church of Walker, the United Church of Christ. Churches, too, have had to reimagine their roles in our community, and Michael Small joins us now by phone. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. How are you holding up?
Well, I think I am holding up, though the news continues to kind of push us down, and we're going to be shelter in place for a while. But I think with church, one of the things, and this is with my colleagues, we're discovering and we are living into a new way of being church. Buildings are important, gathering together, that's critical. But we've discovered that we can gather together online. We can do virtual coffee hours, prayer groups, book studies. It's opening us up to all kinds of possibilities. And when this is all over, I suspect we will be able to do church better.
You know, so you're doing a daily newsletter that I get in my inbox.
Yep.
One of the ones from last week that particularly stood out to me was about hope. I think they're probably all about hope in some ways, but you were having us notice that there are heroes all around us right now.
Oh, there are. And I'm going to say this. You may blush a bit, but I think of the staff of KXE and KBXE. You are heroes because you're bringing to us good words. You're bringing to us, in a sense, hope. Phonology, laughter, music, and those are you are my heroes, and also the medical staff, and it's also the person in Walker that called the church and said, I'm available to pick up groceries and buy groceries for people. I think we're discovering neighbors again, and I think about law enforcement. I read the story about a state trooper pulling over a doctor on I-35. And noticed that she had her masks that were used, and he gave her his masks. So those are the heroes, and I think that we're all capable of being that hero.
Yeah, I think you are right. What other things are you kind of thinking of as you go forward now as a minister? And I was blushing, by the way, but thank you for those words.
Yeah, contact is extremely important. And right now I'm alone at home, and I realize that that can be, even for an introvert, that can be a deadly place to be. And so it is, I'm reaching out to people, and it's by phone calls that for those that are not connected to the internet, I'm reaching out to people through the small talk that I do each week. And I'm spending a lot of time on the phone. So I think that's one of the ways we reach out. We also mobilize. We know that some people need to have those groceries delivered. So we make efforts to organize that. And as a church council, we gather tonight on Zoom, and we'll begin to ask those questions going forward.
You mentioned to me something that you wanted to talk about that kind of made you think of one of your favorite singer-songwriters, right?
Oh, sure.
Ava?
You know, one of the things that has sustained me through this time is music. And I don't know about you, but I might be sitting quietly, and all of a sudden a tune bubbles up in me. And I may not even know what that tune is. And the other day, the tune that was bubbling up in me was Eva Cassidy, and she sang, How Can I Keep From Singing? And that there is so much joy and there's so much life. And I think about John Prine. You mentioned earlier today that he's in critical condition. How much joy that music brings to us. I think about Mary Gaucher and Mercy Now. So I'm finding that the songs and the hymns and that is something that helps me through the day, and I listen. I listen for the ones that are bubbling up.
Keep going.
Yes. Yeah, and the other piece about what I'm doing these days, of course, I'm walking, and I'm privileged to be kind of in a very rural area, and I'm watching nature around me bring life forth. And also reading, I watched Picard on CBS Access. I'm reading the book, and the title of the book is Star Trek, Picard, The Last Best Hope. kind of ironic as we're looking for the best hope around us.
Yeah, gosh. I had in our extra hour of the morning show, we're going to talk about some of those moments of hope or joy over the weekend. Maybe it's, you know, I won two games of Scrabble. I'm going to brag right now. That was a little joy for me.
Was that against someone or was that against the computer?
No, it was against my husband, so I was kind of happy about that.
See.
I should not be a sore winner.
You.
Yes. But I also went for a walk and I found a little free library. And it was a joy to walk over to it and open it up. And I grabbed a book I wouldn't necessarily read otherwise. It's a bestseller I probably thought I wouldn't read. And that kept me going through the weekend. I did start reading it about halfway through. So there's little things all over the place, isn't there?
That's right. When I was walking through Walker by the post office, there is one of those mini libraries. It doesn't have any books. It has food.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, so look for those in your neighborhoods, whether you can put in some books or maybe it's a place to put in some food, some, you know, shelf-stable foods or that kind of thing, or check in with your neighbors. That's a great way to see if you're going to the grocery store anyway. I know a lot of us, it's still okay to go and get your supplies, but I know I'm trying to limit how much I go as well, just to keep everybody and myself safe, because it's a privilege to be able to be here and be on the airwaves and be connected to people, and I'm going to work hard to stay healthy, too. So you too, Michael. People need you out there.
All right. Let's all stay healthy. And I had an e-visit with my doctor who said, stay at home, stay well, and flatten the curve.
All right. Thanks, Michael. We'll check in with you again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Michael Small, he is minister at Community Church of Walker, United Church of Christ. If you want to sign up for his daily newsletter, let me know. You can email comments@kaxe.org.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.